played way too high. You know, we shouldn't have been able to get away with that. We've got to play much more technique-wise, much more fundamentally disciplined than we did yesterday if we want to continue to be successful. And so, yeah, there's a lot of room for improvement. That tape is it isn't as pretty as you might think it would. It might have been, you know. So we've got some work to do.
The fourth and one stops, how much does that add to your confidence as a defense, knowing that you can go out there and just do that on attempts like that?
Well, it adds confidence. I mean, obviously, confidence comes from demonstrated performance, and we've shown over the past 2 weeks that we can stop teams in short yardage situations. You know, we had the QB sneak situation in the Dallas ball game, and then I think we had several situations like that yesterday where we were successful. So moving forward, that's going to bode well for us. You know, playing against a tough opponent like the Green Bay Packers, you got to fight for every yard, and I'm sure that that situation is going to present itself again. Throughout this tournament.
Chris, the Packers didn't play at all.
We got to wrap up.
Packers didn't play at all this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Obviously, in Week 17, Rodgers didn't play at all. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's any shot they come out and it takes them a little while to get in sync? They're a little rusty because they haven't played in a while?
No, we're expecting the very best from the Green Bay Packers. They're well coached. They'll be prepared. They'll be ready. They'll be fired up. They're going to be playing good ball when we go in there. So it's going to be a hard-fought football game, a 60-minute ball game between two very good football teams. But we're putting all our chips in the middle of the table. We'll see what the outcome is at around, say, 8:30, 9 o'clock on Sunday evening.
It might be double overtime.
Maybe not.
We'll see.